Well, good morning, everyone. It's great to have people from both outside of Canada and across Canada, and of course, our Bridge family here with us live from the living room this morning. Today, we are continuing our series, Leap of Faith. And just to recap, in part one, Michael covered using our gifts, and then Mark took us through the battles of faith and living life. Living a life of faith in parts two and three. In our first live from the living room, Kevin taught us about my risk, his reward. And then last week, Mark showed us how to develop our faith. Our core scripture comes from Hebrews 11, verse 1, which says, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. This week in part six, I want to talk about how we need Jesus at the center of our faith and why that is a critical step to taking a leap of faith. Now, one would think that keeping Jesus at the center of our lives would be a simple thing. After all, we call ourselves Christians, which literally means followers of Christ. However, following after Jesus and keeping him at the center of everything in our lives is not easy. In fact, it requires faith. Saying the sinner's prayer and accepting Jesus as Lord in our lives is just the first step. As we heard last week from Mark, to develop our faith, we need to keep focusing on Jesus every day and let him take care of our needs, our fears, our doubts, and our understanding.
Yeah.
That's good. When Cam and Amy were in grade eight, they used to do what they call here the broad jump, what we might in the UK have called the standing jump. We were trying to recall last week how far they could jump, but needless to say, we couldn't. So in the absence of that, they decided to see how far they could jump now. The things that self-isolation does to us. Both achieved a jump of nearly 2 meters, which, given that it was done in our hallway and they were in their PJs, wasn't a bad effort. But compare this to the long jump. The long jump requires speed and momentum to be built up on the runway before taking a leap. The world record for a standing jump is 3.73 meters. The world record for a long jump is 8.95 meters. The difference is a result of the steps taken on the runway, building speed and momentum before the jump. The same is true of our faith. When we're first saved, our faith is like taking a standing jump. We're willing and we're excited to see how far we can jump. It doesn't seem that scary, and it's kind of fun to try. As we continue in our Christian walk, we realize that Jesus has given us the gifts that Michael spoke of to help us take those first steps along the runway. As we develop those gifts and start building some speed on the runway, we start to see our faith tested in many areas of our lives. These are the battles we face. And as we live a life of faith that Mark spoke of, as we continue down the runway, living out our faith, we are constantly